I can't imagine what got into him.
I've been expecting something like this ever since he returned from the Ultra Probe.
He was probably the world's top poet, and perhaps the best astronaut ever to leave Earth.
He's unstable, John. A suppressed hysteric, subject to recurring hallucinations. Where was he trying to go here in the middle of nowhere, and in his pajamas?
I don't know what was in his mind, but I do know that something happened out there beyond Ultra. Something neither you nor I can understand.
I want to tell you a poem. Would you like to hear it?
Let me show you something.
Dr. Octagon, paramedic fetus of the East, with priests from the church of the operating room, with the strikes of force, stopped since the Holocaust. I do indeed and greed, explore, meet the patient, back to rooms with the nurse, with the voodoo curse. Holding up office lights, standing at view tight, back and forth, left wing, swing to north, east and south, with blood pouring down your mouth. I come prepared with the white suit and stethoscope, listen to your heartbeat, delete, beep, beep, beep. Your insurance is high, but my price is cheap. Look at the land. Blue flowers, grown by the purple pond. Blue flowers growing by the purple pond. Yellow insects.
Blue flowers.
Posing bags on down right from the hospital. It's the patient is worth to keep the germs off the turf. Cybernetic microscopes to metal antidotes. Two telescopes that magnify the eyes of a roach. See computers, a cup of coffee planted with my hand. And astral planet detached, turn on rare fogging. Cut the light on the kid, turn it bright on. Supersonic waves combine and burn his brainwaves. I see the mascot of evil, he's not Knievel. Shakespeare's gone, don't even think about him. Yes. As I go into the park, I see
blue flowers
draining green.
Pop
a pond, blue
flowers
totally draining green. Boring.
Blue flowers.
I smell the bees and the birds.
Blue flowers.
Different aspects of life. Blue flowers. I'm prepared with the white suit. Delete, beep, beep, beep. Your insurance is high, but my price is cheap.
Guys, this is Ponyboy, and you're listening to episode number 17, I think, of Pokor Radio. 17. It's just me tonight. Mesa apparently has been having some issues with his cell phone. He broke it more or less. So it's just gonna be me tonight, which, you know, it's gonna be a good show. We got a lot of cool stuff to talk about. Got some emails to read. But hopefully, you know, he'll be able to either get his cell phone fixed or get a new one. You know, I think he's been talking about getting the rocker phone from Motorola. So hopefully he'll be maybe he'll get that and we'll be able to get a review of it or something on the next episode. But I'm gonna start off. I got a little bit of housekeeping here. The t-shirt contest, which, you know, you guys have heard me talk about for the past 3 or 4 episodes, is finally over. Somebody finally won the shirt. And, before I tell everybody who, you know, before I announce the winner of the contest, I want to give some shouts to the people who tried, who got the answer right. A lot of them just got it in just maybe 20 minutes too late, and it, you know, I mean, I looked at the timestamps on the emails, and, you know, literally 20 minutes after the first one got in. So, shouts out to Seema, who was kind enough to send me an audio file to show me how to pronounce his handle. Shouts to Jippy Dini, who probably should have sent me an audio file, because I'm pretty sure I just butchered his handle. Shouts to Kay Radley, Lord Drakenblut, Rand, Low Tech Mystic, and somebody else, let's see. Prism, that's who it was, in Prism. Okay, so, got the shouts out of the way. Sorry, you guys. Just, you know, there'll be more contests to come, so keep listening. But we did get a winner, finally. And I'm just going to go ahead, I'm going to read the email from him. And it starts out a little something like this. I just found the show today and went back and listened to all of them. Awesome show. I heard that contest and thought, man, that's Little Nemo. Then I listened to the latest show and the hint confirmed it. And that's from a guy named Zixer. So congratulations, Zixer, you have won the t-shirt. I should be getting the screen printing stuff in sometime after the next episode is released. So I'll get that stuff nice and made up and stuff and send it out to you. And yeah, he got it right. The video game was Little Nemo, the Dream Master, or I don't even remember the exact name of it, but it was Little Nemo. That's all I needed. And so congratulations. And like I said, or don't forget, guys, we still do have the other contest open for the stickers. We've gotten one submission in so far, which is pretty good, you know. So, you know, what do you have to lose? Just send what you know, if you got something cool, just send it in. Moving on, a couple more emails we got here. This one's from a guy named Metatron, who lives over in the UK. And, he sent us a little bit of stuff about hacking with, Nintendo gaming consoles. And his email starts out, this is GNU Linux on the Nintendo GameCube, a port of the Linux operating system kernel and assorted GNU user space utilities to the GameCube video console from Nintendo. He says, I run it on a few GameCubes so I can use them as thin clients. It's worth getting the network pack for it, though. And he sends us a link to the actual, I guess it's the website of the distro. And it's www.gc-linux.org/wiki/main_page. And he goes on to say, also, here are some cool links for the DS. The DS being the Nintendo, the new Game Boy thing. And the first one is a war driving application, which works with, it's an internal Wi-Fi. I don't think you have to buy anything, like an expansion pack or whatever for it. But the URL for it, to get the war driving app, and I tiny URL'd it. It's tinyurl.com/ALNDG. And that's from Metatron. So, thanks a lot, Metatron. Those are some cool stuff. I know Mesa's been, you know, doing a lot of the PSP hacking and whatnot lately. And I'm sure, I don't know if he has a DS or a GameCube for that matter. I know I don't really have either one. I kinda stopped buying video game consoles after the N64. But, I'm sure a lot of our listeners will have some fun with that, so thanks a lot. And, everybody be sure to listen a little bit later in the show for something else from our good buddy Metatron. Alright, so the next email here is from War, and he writes, I read about your helping, or I guess he means I heard about your helping the community thing. I know that me, personally, I mail a lot of stuff. Like, I mail things to people. He says, I mailed Strom some payphone coin inserts from Telus payphones, since I know he collects those. I mailed a Sephora box to a friend because he wanted to play with it, and then he mailed it back. Ponyboy mailed me a CD, which I did. He won the one of the Asterisk CDs a while back. He says, mailing is good stuff. It's easy. Some people think it's lame and slow, but sending and receiving mail is a way to create a personal bond between phone freaks and hackers all over. It means a lot more to send or receive a package than it does an email. And I'm inclined to agree. You know, I mean, for convenience sake, email's great, you know, but if you have a cool, like, let's say, oh, I have this awesome phone that has this cool feature on it. For example, the speakerphone that I was talked about in the first episode, I think it was the first episode, first or second episode. Let's say I want to let my buddy in Wisconsin check it out. I can't exactly email it to him, but you know, just it doesn't cost that much to just send it to somebody. He'd be like, here, fuck around with this for a while, and then send it back. And it's cool, you know. I mean, you don't want to just give your address out to like people that. You know, don't just give your address out to anybody, you know, I mean, because you don't know people, I mean, you know, you don't just want to, you know, put your address in an email and send it to, you know, the host of an awesome hacker radio show. let me say, just because I know there have been a few people worried about actually sending me their addresses and stuff, I don't care where you live. I don't care about your personal info stuff. You know, for the people who won the Asterisk CDs or Zixer who won the shirt, I have your address. Or I got your address. I don't have them anymore. I get it. I put your envelope in the mail and I delete your address. You know, it's not like I'm gonna, you know, sign you up for, you know, junk mail or whatever. Or come track you down, drive all the way to, you know, East Illinois or wherever you live and track you down. But, you know, if it's a friend of yours online, somebody you've known for a while, somebody you trust, you know, and they want to send you something, yeah, give them your address. Mail is awesome. It's a fun thing to, you know, it's a fun way to get in touch with people like that. Same with telephones, you know. I mean, I prefer talking on the telephone more so than I do, you know, in text form, just because it's easier, it's more of a personal type of thing, you know, but, there's a little bit more to his email, off of my little ramble there, but, he goes on to say, I guess he listened to, the last episode and heard our Delta phone call, but, he goes on to say, if you like voice recording systems, check this one out, and he gives us the number here, and, he says it's AT&T's voice post service. To get information about AT&T employees, at the main menu, try option re-record. It's not a listed option, but you can re-record. Very cool. And thanks a lot, War, for that one. We're gonna give that. Actually, I think I'm gonna go ahead and give that number a call. I don't want this number to be abused, so I don't think I'm gonna give it out. No, I'm not going to give out this number, but I'll definitely call it and let you guys hear some of the stuff. So, let me dial that up real quick. Oh, fuck, I hung up. Let's try that again.
Please choose one of the following, contact or help.
Re-record?
You have reached the recording studio. This will allow you to provide the correct pronunciation of your name, so it may be professionally re-recorded. Since there may be only one recording for each name with the same spelling, keep in mind that changing the pronunciation for your name will affect the recording for each person with the same spelling as you. Re-records will be used by everyone in the company with a similar name. Therefore, they should not include nicknames or unusual pronunciations. The first step is to locate your name in the directory. What is your full name?
Johnny Hacker.
Repeat your full name.
John Hacker.
Are you Johnny Zarin?
Yes.
Would you like to have your first name re-recorded?
Yes.
Please speak your first name as you would like it to be recorded.
Johnny.
Your first name will be professionally re-recorded as
Johnny.
Do you want to save this recording?
No.
Please speak your first name as you would like it to be recorded.
Joni.
Your first name will be professionally re-recorded as
Joni.
Do you want to save this recording?
No.
Please speak your first name as you would like.
Okay, see, that was kind of cool. I don't want to save the recordings I do on there just because, you know, it's fun to play around with stuff, but, you know, I don't want to mess up this nice system that people had. I mean, for the same reason I didn't want to give out the number, because, I mean, I know people can be, you know, tempted to abuse things like that just to get a kick, and I don't want to do that, you know. But, however, I am going to call that number back now because I would like to check it out a little bit more, see what other kind of, what other kind of options and stuff there are to play with. So, dial that one up again.
AT&T's voice post. Please choose one of the following: contact or help.
Contact.
Full name, please.
Ted Danson?
Are you looking for Ted Dodson?
Yes.
The number is... Select 1. Transfer, more information, or another name.
Transfer?
To transfer to an employee, you may use your voice password or your telephone access code. Select one of the following: voice password or telephone access code.
Telephone access code?
Please say your full name.
Jonathan Anderson?
Please repeat your full name.
Jonathan Anderson?
Are you Jordan Anderson?
Yes.
Enter your 6-digit telephone access code. Re-enter your telephone access code. Your telephone access code has failed authentication. Please hold while I connect your call.
Okay, well, that was still pretty interesting. Just to, you know, the number that it read off to you is that guy's number. In case you can't tell, it's, if you call it, it's not going to give you that guy. Okay, I edited over that. Okay, because I don't want to drop anybody's docs. But, you know, that's a cool little system. You know, I think it's a, you know, I mean, I don't really have a huge use for it personally. But, you know, if you know the name of an AT&T employee, you could, you know, you could look them up and find out what their number is and whatnot. We got one more email that I'd like to read from a guy named either Faz or Foz. I don't know. It's F-A-Z. I'm gonna say Faz because that sounds more phonetically correct. But he writes to us saying, "I listened to Belcore Radio number 16. It was the first time he listened to the show." He says, "It is one of the better podcasts I've heard as of late." He says, "I spent a few minutes trying to decode the DTMF tones when you were calling Black Mesa. when you're calling Black Mesa back during the show, but my DTMF generator is digital, so I was not getting an exact match given the faint recording through your mic. But I'm sure with a little more effort, I could get the number you dialed. He says, but I already wasted 5 minutes on this that I will never get back. Nonetheless, a good break from reality. He says, I do have a comment about this episode. Since you were into freaking, you made a comment about not wanting to dial long distance. I thought all freakers had availability to free long distance. Or would you rather not publicize it in recorded media for fear of the feds? All in all, yours is the first podcast I've listened to the whole way through, with the exception of podcasts backed by corporate sponsors. I especially like the phone calls and the way you handle yourself when you get a live person. Anyways, since you're into freaking, here's a link you might enjoy. And he sends us a link to the telephone number database website, which is a really cool site. It's tndatabase.com. And you go to it, and it's just, as soon as you go to the page, it's just this, it's, the page is covered with links for every possible area code, or every possible NXX from, I think, 200 to 999. And, like, you click on a random one, or, you know, whichever one you're thinking, I'm going to click on a random one, I'm going to click, I'm going to do 903. So you click on whatever you want. I'm doing 903, and then it loads. And you look under it, and it's got a listing of every possible exchange in that area code. So, you know, I did 903, so I've got everything from 903-200 to 903-999. So I'm going to do 903-903. And you do you click whatever you want there, and it shows you a list of all the numbers in that exchange. Well, yeah, I mean, it shows the first 100 numbers, and then down at the bottom there's a link to the next 100, and the next 100, and the next 100, and it just gives you kind of general info on each of the numbers. It says view records. I haven't checked this out. Yeah, I mean, nothing too crazy. It tells you whether it's in use or whatever. But, you know, it's a cool site to check out, and that's tndatabase.com. So check it out. Thanks a lot, Faz, for that. And, I guess to cover his comment, yes, a lot of phone freaks, myself included, we can, you know, there is ways that are known to get free phone calls. You know, personally, that's not what freaking is about for me, you know? I mean, I'm not, maybe in emergency situations, if I need to make a phone call, like, you know, if it's something that I actually need to do, not just you know, I'm going to make some phone calls for my radio show. Yeah, I mean, I can understand getting a free call from that. But at the same time, like, I can't justify it. I feel guilty knowing that I'm ripping someone off. You know, sure, it's the phone company. It's a large company that me making one free call is not really going to affect all that much. They're probably not going to notice, but I feel guilty when I do stuff like that, you know? So, I mean, you know, if that's, I'm not saying that it's, that people who do that are, like, evil. You know, I know that it's a big part. A lot of phone freaks are, you know, they do that, but it's fraud is what it is, and I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to risk getting busted for toll fraud just so I can, you know, make a couple long-distance calls, you know? But, nonetheless, awesome link that you sent us, and, I hope to get more emails from all of you guys that have sent them in, you know? Just, you know, keep sending it in. And, the email address to anyone else who's wanting to send stuff in It's bellcoreradio@gmail.com. Alright, gonna move on a little bit to, you know, we got a bit of the news for freaks this episode. And, it's gonna be, you know, it's all about cell phones. You know, I'm not a huge cell phone guy. I really wish I could have gotten Mesa on this episode, because, he knows a lot more about cell phones than I do, and he could probably tell you guys a lot more about this new technology that's coming around. But, let's see. Starting off, a company that some of you, I mean, they're not a huge, well-known company, but, you know, they're fairly popular, fairly large. It's Samsung Electronics. I guess they've released it already, or announced that they have it. It's a cell phone, like an internet capable cell phone, with a download rate or data transfer of 3.6 megabits per second, which is, to those of us who aren't, you know, who don't, you know so much about this kind of stuff, us non-tech folks like me, that's freaking fast for a cell phone. You know, I mean, that's fast. I believe the article was saying that's about the equivalent of 10 average size MP3s every minute, which is pretty good. You know, it's a pretty damn good good download rate. And I mean, you know, I'm kind of excited. I'm hoping that that this will start to, you know, that since Samsung has this, that other cell phone developers will kind of have to catch up to what Samsung's got going on, because I'd love to have some more stuff like this going on. You know, I mean, right now I'm on a horrible, I've got a Nokia 2270, which it's black and white phone. I don't know what the term for non-polyphonic ringtones, I guess, monophonic. It's like crappy, like meaty ringtones, and it was good when I got it, but it's starting to go bad on me. You know, it's starting to just become a piece of shit, and so I'm thinking about switching services over to Verizon, because I want to check out this new the Trio 700W. Which is a really awesome PDA style smartphone, which, like, I mean, it's got, I think it runs whatever the Microsoft CE or whatever on it, but, you know, I mean, it's got like a you can do like all sorts of like Microsoft Office applications and stuff are being ported onto it, which is really cool. And you know, I mean, it's just something cool to check out. But, I'm kind of reluctant to leave my current provider. I know, I'm pretty sure I've pimped this service before on the show, and I don't want to, you know, make it sound like it's, a corporate sponsor or anything, but, MetroPCS, or I think in some places it's called Cricket Wireless, is a really fucking cool company, because what they do, and I mean, it's good for me personally, because I make a lot of phone calls, and previous to this year, I didn't really travel out of my local area that much. And MetroPCS was good for me, like, in that sense, because their service, you get unlimited minutes all the time, unlimited anytime minutes, you know, unlimited long distance calling inside the continental U.S. or whatnot. But, I mean, this is all for, I think, $45 a month, which is a good deal. But there's a catch to it, in that the calling area that I can actually use my phone in is not much bigger than... Oh, it's actually a lot bigger than... I mean, it's, you know, maybe most of northern Georgia. And, I mean, you know, they offer it in other various states. They offer it in, I think, Florida and in California. And then Cricket Wireless operates in various other places in between there. But that's how it works. If you leave that area, you can't use your phone anymore. And, I mean, you know, it wasn't a huge deal, but since I've been, you know, I'm supposed to be doing a presentation at Nauticon in Cleveland this year, so I'm going to need to be able to make some phone calls while I'm up there, you know? And so I'm thinking about switching over to a different service that I can actually use while I'm out there, so I don't have to worry about, you know, either A, getting a prepaid cell phone, which... You know, I like them. I like, you know, just because of the fact that I can spend, a not too huge of amount of money. And then I get a fun cell phone to play with after the service is gone. But, it was either that or I could do like what I did at Freaknik. And every time I wanted to make a phone call, I'd have to go find a payphone. And I don't really feel like having to do that all the time. So I'm thinking about switching over. So, hopefully, it'll be for the better. I'm really hoping so. But, yeah, I'm rambling on, way off topic again. Some more cool stuff that's happening as far as cell phones go. And I'd really love to see this technology I'm about to talk about get tossed in with those cell phones we were just talking about, the Samsungs. And the technology I'm talking about here is this hard drive made by a company called Cornice or Cornice. I'm gonna say Cornice because that sounds better in my opinion. But it's a little bitty hard drive. It's about it's about 1 inch by 1 inch, which is, you know, cool by me. And it's got 10 gigs worth of storage on it, which is way more than I'm ever gonna need on my cell phone. But it sounds good to me, you know. I mean, I don't even know how you would use 10 gigs worth of storage on a cell phone unless I guess, you know, if you had something like the new Trio, you could store all sorts of files and stuff on there that you were making with your Microsoft Word documents or whatever. But cool stuff nonetheless. And it's supposed to be getting put into cell phones, like I said, which should be kind of cool to check out. And let me go to this next thing on here. Oh, what I went to the site for with the article for this next topic to cover here, and it was just a one of those ads. God, they're everywhere for the new AT&T. This page is covered with ads for it. Anyways, the Chicago Sun-Times is they had a little report about a company called Locate Cell. And what Locate Cell does, their company basically sells people anybody's cell phone records. Doesn't matter who. And yeah, it sucks ass, really. I mean, it's very bad that this company even exists. Basically what they do is when you give them some money. I think it's like $160 or something. and you say, or I guess it varies. It's probably well over $100, though. And you say, hey, here's the phone number, and they'll go and, I guess, you know, I'm assuming they probably social engineer it. So they go and they say, hey, yeah, I need my records for my phone, so send it to me or whatever. And then they sell it to whoever wants to pay the money for it, anybody's phone number. The FBI paid them just to see, you know, see if the service was, I don't want to say legit, because it's not a legit service, but, to see if they would actually, if they were actually doing what they said they were doing. And so the FBI paid them like $160 and got the records of one of their agents' cell phones, one of the agents that was, you know, checking the company out. And they got it in like 3 hours, which is, you know, nuts. I mean, I guess it's a reliable business, but I think there was another company, a police chief or somewhere in Chicago, a private investigator in Chicago who did the same kind of stuff. And I mean, it's nuts to think that just anybody can just buy. I mean, like, you know, if you know someone's cell phone number, you can give these people money and say, hey, I want their cell phone records. And they'll say, well, all right, well, we're just going to give those to you. So here they are. Yeah, we'll email you in an hour. Which, it's, I mean, like, you know, you thought that the whole NSA wiretap stuff that we talked about on the episode 15 was bad. This is, I mean, in my opinion, this is about 10 times worse. Sure, I mean, I'm sure that they probably don't have, you know, it's not like you're getting records of actual conversation, but, you know, calls that people are sending and receiving are logged there. You know, and this is, you know, the NSA taps were bad, but they were limited to the NSA. You know, the government could get them, and that was bad. But this is just, you know, anyone with $100. And it's nuts. And, you know, it scares me. I mean, first of all, it scares me that this company exists. You know, it scares me that you can, you know, just anyone can just get my records if they know my phone number. But it scares me even more that the actual cell phone companies are so susceptible to social engineering that they can just be social engineered time and time and time again like this. And, so it's nuts. So, I'm gonna give a big lack of security award to the cell phone company, to all the cell phone companies that have, fallen victim to these people. And I'm gonna give the asshole of the month award or whatever. I can't even remember what we called that back when we did it. I'm gonna give that to Locate Cell. Fuck Locate Cell. This is about as shady a business as you can get. You know? So I don't know. I don't even want to talk about these people anymore. This is just it's too fucking weird to think about that. I want to, you know, take my mind off this. Something I'm excited to see. And, you know, I know we all, you know, in previous episodes, we've talked bad about this company. You know, I mean, I still have my theories, my conspiracy theories about them. And, but something cool I'm looking forward to, everybody's favorite big brother, Google, is, supposed to be making computers. And, which should be really cool. And, but, yeah, I mean, like, I don't know cheap they're going to be. They're supposed to be being pretty cheap computers. I mean, they're negotiating to sell them at Walmart and places like that. And so, you know, I mean, they're selling at Walmart. It's got to be pretty cheap. But, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a pretty cool thing. I mean, I've heard a lot of theories about what exactly these computers are going to be. I've heard some people say, I believe I read one article that was saying that what it's going to be is just a small computer that you can, like, kind of like a glorified flash drive. Like, just a glorified thumb drive. To where you can just move whatever you want onto this box, and then put it. You know, you can move it from your computer to your TV and whatnot. And I've heard that. I've heard that it's going to be kind of a multimedia system. You know, it's going to be. I mean, like I said, I don't know what part of this is true. This is just some speculations I've heard. But, you know, I've heard that it's going to be kind of like a, you know, maybe you could, if you have like a cable TV or whatnot, you know, run it to where, you know, this computer could be your, you know, your, what is it, PVR, I don't know, whatever, personal video recorder, what, like TiVo, or, and, you know, it could be your DVD player, could be your stereo, just, you know, I mean, stuff you can already really do with your computer now, but that would be what it would be made for, which, you know, would be kind of cool to see. I'd be interested in that. And, you know, there's been speculation that Google might actually start using, after they get these things in enough people's households, offering a TV service on it, which, who knows, you know? Personally, my speculation on it is that it's going to be kind of like an internet appliance, in the sense of just a box, kind of a bare bones box, with maybe no hard drive, maybe a small hard drive, probably a small hard drive, enough to hold like an operating system, and you know, a browser, to where you can go online and check your email, you know, download some stuff, you know, watch videos or whatever, but not something that could be like not something that could be, you know, like your main computer. You know, not something that you'd, you know, use to save a bunch of crap on, you know, like, you know, stockpile porn onto, because it just wouldn't have enough memory. Which would be cool. You know, I'd be interested to see if that's what it is. I personally think that would be the way that, seeing how Google is now, you know, it probably, I know they're going to have a custom operating system on it. So, I mean, I could imagine that it might have a, you know, Google OS or whatever they're going to call their operating system thing. And then, have, like, pre-installed stuff. Like, have, you know, the Google applications they make. Google Talk pre-installed. You know, stuff like that. Which would be pretty cool. Hopefully, Firefox or similar browser, instead of paying Microsoft for IE. But, I mean, you know, still, it should be pretty cool. And like I said, they're talking to Walmart about getting it sold at Walmart. And you know, they've been talking to other stores and whatnot, but I'd be interested. I mean, Walmart actually is the closest place to me, and probably, you know, would probably be pretty cheap if they're selling it at Walmart, you know, I mean. So, who knows, I might have to start hanging around my Walmart and see if these Google PCs turn up anywhere. And, I guess, you know, while I'm hanging out at Walmart, do a little bit of, freaking, you know, I don't Well, yeah, I guess I can pimp this project. It's not, you know, nothing new. A lot of our listeners are well aware of this project, but some of us don't. Many of you may know I am a huge fan of a show similar to this, a lot better than this one. It was called Radio Freak America, which sadly is not being made anymore. They stopped at episode 99, I believe. And it was hosted by a friend of mine named Duel. And he and one of the hosts, I think it was him, Bland Inquisitor, and Stank Dog, came up with this idea of having a directory of payphones at Walmarts. You know, so freaks would go to their local Walmart and get the payphone numbers, and then they would send them to Duel, and he'd upload them onto this directory. Which was a cool idea, you know. That way, you know, if you needed to get, you know, let's, you know, if a freak wanted to get in touch with another freak, you could say, hey, you know, I'm going to be at this Walmart, so call up this payphone, you know, and I'll, you know, I'll talk with you or whatnot. And it kind of evolved from there. They started adding in all sorts of cool stuff to this text file. It was like they had a scan of the Walmart corporate exchange. They had they've got some extension lists, the in-store extension lists, which I submitted one for the new Walmart that opened up over here. And just, you know, just general random stuff about Walmart, which was cool. You know, how to get on the PA systems, how to do inter-store calling, stuff like that. And it was really cool. It became Project Walmart Freedom, which is an awesome name. But, you know, I mean, it doesn't get updated as much as I wish it would. But it does. Duel, although he doesn't really run the page that it's on anymore. But let me actually see if I can get a direct link to it. The page is oldschoolfreak.com. And the direct link to it is oldschoolfreak.com/tfiles/pwf.txt. And it's cool stuff. But, you know, if you feel like sending something in, send it to Natas, that's Natas, at oldschoolfreak.com. That's school with a K and freak with a PH. Anyways, enough pimping of people's projects like that. Something I read about that's kind of stupid. Oh, what do you know? They want me to sign in for this now. Okay. Well, there was a... All right, well, I'm not going to sign in. I remember most of the article. There was a student, a high school senior, I think it was, in, I don't remember the name of the city, somewhere in Ohio, and, he got arrested. He's got arrested and was facing felony charges for, going on IRC or in a chat room or something, and, telling his friends to go to his school's website and hold down the F5 button, because, the F5 button is what makes, It's a hotkey that makes your web browser refresh. And so if he was like, man, if I can get enough people to do this, it'll crash the server and, you know, it'll be an elite hack. And, it was stupid. You know, he got caught. You know, the school noticed, man, this network's getting kind of slow here. And, they got a technician there, and the technician said, yeah, here's the problem, and hey, that guy right there is doing it. So he went to jail. And, although I know that this opinion has gotten me in trouble with a lot of hackers and a lot of freaks, I know a lot of people don't agree with me when I say stuff like this, but, I don't want to say I'm glad he went to jail. I mean, I'm not glad when anyone goes to jail. I think it sucks that, you know, that when you go to jail. But, you know, a kid deserves it. You know, you don't just fuck with a server like that and expect nothing to happen. You know, I mean, that's the reason, and I don't want to get off on a big moral thing here, but I guess I've already started with it, so I have to. The reason that laws are made is because that's what the people who are... No, that doesn't sound right at all. Let me start over there. There are laws. Laws exist, okay? And I'm personally, I don't agree with every law. You know, I think some laws are stupid. But that doesn't give me the right to not obey them, you know? You know, if an example, and this isn't true, but let's say, you know, I like to smoke pot, or I'm, you know, I like to do drugs in general, and you know, it's illegal, but it's something I like to do, so it's okay for me to do it then, because, you know, since I like to do it, yeah, screw the law, I'm gonna do it anyways, and if I get in trouble, then it's okay, because I'm not really doing anything bad, because it's my opinion that it's not bad. And like I said, I don't smoke. I used to smoke pot. I quit smoking pot a long time, or not a long time ago, but a few years ago. But you know, it's people think like that all the time. You know, they think, oh well, you know, I know it's bad when people do it, but it's okay when I do it. Or this kid, I think, was, you know, oh yeah, I was just doing it because I thought it was fun. It was a joke. But, it's still against the law, regardless of why you do it, or whether you think you're justified in doing it, it's against the law, you know? And, if you don't want to go to jail, don't break the law. It's a simple concept. You know, I don't want to sound corny. You know, I mean, I'm trying as hard as I can to avoid saying, don't do the crime if you don't want to do the time. But, I mean, that's how it works, you know? If you don't like the law, go somewhere else. There's plenty of other countries in the world with a lot more lenient laws as far as stuff like this goes, you know? So just go, you know? If you don't like it, you know, if you don't want to obey the law here, I mean, personally, I could care less if you obey the laws in America. You know, if you don't want to obey the law, that's fine by me. But, don't expect it to just not be a big deal. You know, don't expect it to just, you know, nobody to care if you're not if you're breaking the law. So, yeah, kid, don't be a dumbass, you know. I'm sure that you probably had the most justified reason for wanting to crash this server. I'm sure it was something like, hey, you know, I need to be able to tell my friends about this later. And it's just stupid, you know? People need to use that server for legitimate reasons, and you probably fucked over quite a few people with this stupid stunt that you and your friends pulled. And, that's all I'm gonna say about that. And now I'm gonna turn it over to, well, as you guys know, we have a thing here on Bellcore Radio called the Hack of the Week, where either myself or Mesa will talk about something technical, teach you guys how to do something, and hopefully you guys walk away with a little bit more information than you did before you listened. But Mesa's not here, and I'm a pretty big noob. I'm not good with technical things. You know, I can theorize about technology. I can, you know, ramble on for hours about what I think technology will be like in the future, what I think current technology, how I think that's going to impact, you know, future technology, but I don't really know how a lot of stuff works. So, lucky for me, a good friend, a loyal listener to the show, sent us a little segment here that we're gonna play. And that listener is Metatron. So thanks a whole lot, Metatron, for sending this in and saving our asses, basically. His segment is on putting Linux on the Nintendo DS, and it's pretty cool, you know. I mean, like I said, I don't have a DS, but I'm sure some people out there would like to check this out, so give it a listen, and I'll be back after this message.
Hello, my name is Metatron, and I'm going to show you how to put Linux on your DS. Okay, well, first off, we're going to need a few things before we can start this hack. You're going to need a pass-me-type device, such as NeoFlash, which is what I recommend, as it fills two of the requirements. You're also going to need a GBA flash card and a computer with a flash card loader. Okay, let's start the install. The process of installing DS Linux on a DS is actually pretty easy. First thing you need to do is get the latest DS release from Kinox, spelled kinex.3.fr/DS. Next, connect your GBA flash card to the flasher connected on the computer, then launch the application that came with your flash card. Next, burn the file you just downloaded to the flash card. In NeoFlash, you can click on ROM Management, then click Add. Finally, find the file you just downloaded and click Open. This will add a ROM to the burn queue, which is burned when you click the burn button on the left panel. Next, put the DS pass-me device in the DS slot. Make sure you have a DS game on the other end of the DS pass-me device. Next, remove the GBA flash card from your computer and insert it into the DS's GBA slot. When you turn the DS on, it will now boot into Linux. You can use the D-pad and other keys to type commands. Just play around with them to find out what they do. Just remember, you have to move over a space before you press the return button. You may be asking yourself at this point, what can I do with my new Linux DS? Well, there are a lot of apps out there. My personal favourite is the little war driving app you can get from akkit.org/DS-Wi-Fi. Another one I like is called HelloDS, which is a simple VoIP application which you can get from drunkencoders.com. Anyway, thanks for listening. Happy hacking.
Well, thanks a lot again, Metatron, for sending that in. Like I said, I'm sure a whole lot of our listeners will enjoy playing with that. And, I've got some phone calls I want to make, but, that's going to, I guess, wrap it up for this episode of Belcore Radio. I'm going to go ahead and, hop on the phone call thing here. So, let's get this thing started, and, we're going to be doing it a little bit differently here. I got this phone card at the gas station, because I like to play with phone cards. I like to, you know, just see which ones I like, which ones I don't. And I got this one because of the fact that it, I was looking at it, and it's got some decent rates on international calling. You know, I mean, you know, international as in other countries, international as in, you know, not quite, you know, the non-continental U.S., so to say, you know, Alaska and Hawaii and whatnot. So I thought, you know, what the hell? Why not test this card out on the show? Do some live action freaking. And at the same time, call some awesome phone numbers. And that's what we're going to do. And the first number we're going to call here is in Hawaii. And it is the end office switch in Pearl Harbor. And I want to give huge shouts to Duel for this number. He didn't send it to me personally, but I got it. He posted it on a forum, and I grabbed it off of there. So let's call that one up. The number is 808-473-9935. I'm going to do the calling card thing, I suppose. Okay, let's try that one again. Okay, maybe this live-action freaking thing wasn't so good, made for some bad radio there. Apparently, I know it's not a problem with the card itself, because I know I've called the toll-free access number. I called it yesterday when I got the card, just to, you know, just to test it out. I called a buddy of mine in Canada, but, apparently, I'm assuming after a certain time, I mean, it's about 1 o'clock now, I'm assuming after a certain time, maybe, the service doesn't work. So, oh shit, well, I'm not gonna be able to. Alright, well, I think I kind of screwed myself over here a little bit, because, well, I'm recording this show. And it's actually, technically, it's Thursday right now, so it's, I'm supposed to release, you know, as you guys know, I release the show every Thursday, and, it's about, you know, it's been Thursday for about 20 minutes now, so, I think that I might just have to hold off on these numbers until the next episode. Sorry, guys, well, me and Mesa are probably going to end up just recording these beforehand and then editing them in, you know, later on during when we're recording the next show. So, sorry about that, guys. I guess be sure to check out the next episode then, and we'll have some awesome phone calls for you. So, I guess let me end the show. Going to give some shouts here to all the people who helped make this show cool. Shouts to Seema, shouts to GP Dini, shouts to K Radley, Lord Drakenblut, Rand, Zixer, Metatron, War, and Faz. Also shouts to Duel and Briskativo for the numbers that we're going to be calling next episode. And the intro music was by a guy. I guess it would be the guy and not the actual group. Called Dr. Octagon, which is some really bizarre hip hop music. If you guys ever have a chance to listen to any more of it. It's good. I like it a lot. It's really out there. But shouts to Dr. Octagon for making that some awesome music, you know. And I'm going to close the show out with some more awesome music, some nerdcore. It's going to be a song by MC Frontalot, and the song is called Nerdcore Rising. So I guess that's it for Bellcore Radio, you know. It's been fun, guys, but, you know, all good things must come to an end. So until next time, keep hacking, keep freaking, and keep having fun. This has been Pony Boy, and I'll see you guys next Thursday. End of file.
Initiating startup sequence.
MC front a lot could rock the turntable. I'm unable.
I thought I told you I'm working.
Nerdcore, hip hop, other rappers running fear that I'll put them on the record where the friends could hear. They get sneered at, listed, not to be trusted. Seen hobnobbing with the front a lot busted.
That kid's a dork, he rhyme every day on the karaoke rapping. Yo, he ain't got anything to say. Ain't got no record deal, never will. Such a spaz, better get his ass some kind of a sedative.
Pish posh, man, I come as whack as I like. Spits back on the mic, dispensing my disingenuous advice. Accuse famous rappers of biting my style. Get shot at, sit at home trying to simulate me a hi-hat.
Wishing
CPU could rock a beat.
And hoping
that if he does it isn't weak, huh?
Wishing
CPU could rock a beat. Nerdcore, hip-hop, could reign supreme. We'll make a mention of my DJ CPU. Nerdcore hip hop is the style he used. Step to my, you better be prepared. He got
28 to 22, 50 squared.
Just a little bitty bit more than the beat you thought. Front a lot, drop kicking rhythm in the double art. Sought skinny little beats, but return with the fat of the land.
Now I got a swollen hip hop gland.
I suffer hypochondria, I think my beats is sick. Don't trip. I'ma listen to the bootleg MP3. Post the front a lot demo on my FTP. Run away from the rappers who were just like me, cause they ain't appreciating who my DJ be.
Wishing
CPU could rock a beat.
And hoping
that if he does it isn't weak. I'm
wishing
CPU could rock a beat.
And hoping
nerdcore hip hop could reign supreme.
What's the matter with you?